Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me as we pray aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. During this season of Lent, we are going to say the Apostles' Creed together each day. For now, you can listen to the words, but I bet soon we'll have it all memorized and we'll be able to say it together. Let's say it. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is sealed at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today, I'll be reading from Matthew 4, 1 through 11 from the NIV translation. Let's read together. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "Well, if you're the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Well, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "just if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." I wonder what it feels like to not eat or drink for 40 days. I know that I get especially hungry even whenever it just comes to lunchtime. And so, I wonder if Jesus felt especially weak or if God gave him the strength to carry on during that time of hunger. What are you wondering about in this reading? As we finish our time together, let's say our words of blessing. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short. We have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So, be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.